Good morning, it's 8464CA. Yesterday in the breakfast show, you might have heard I started some giveaways and a wonderful opportunity for you to be taken back to the 1940s. John Morrison and the Celebration of Swing. It's happening on the 11th of March at CPAC here in town. The Celebration of Swing is such a wonderful concept and it is something that's obviously timeless. Musical director and recognised as one of Australia's leading jazz drummers and band leaders, he joins me this morning. John Morrison, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Murray. Thanks for having me on the show. Being introduced as a musical director, wow, it's wonderful. I'm just a drummer, you know, but I'll take that title anyway, so thank you.
Well, according to the information I've got, and I've got it on very good sources, you are a man that's certainly a man of many talents. But look, let's talk about Glenn Miller. Let's talk about that era of swing back in the 1940s. I mean, there's a lot of people alive who will just remember it, but of course it's a generation past. But there's something about this music and something about, I guess, that time that brings it to 2022. Let's talk a little bit more about, you know, exactly what that music is in that era.
Well, you know, a lot of it centres around the sound of a big band too, because, you know, our audiences are really 8 years old to 80 years old. They all love it. And I think the sound of all the brass and you know, familiar, people associate it with different either TV themes or movies, however they love it. They're not thinking about jazz, you know, which not everybody is into jazz. And I think that, as I said, the sound first, but, you know, that the generation that remembers this music were very rebellious at the time by doing the Lindy Hop jitterbug dancing. All of that was supposed to be quite taboo. And so in many ways that, you know, generations were rebellious with the Beatles or punk or anything else, that was their music. And at the time it was called the devil's music, you know.
Sure.
And so I think every generation has a voice, a musical voice that represents their rebellious streak and speaks to them. And so when, you know, I look out into our audiences and there are people in their 70s and 80s who, remembering those years, their teenage years and their teenage, that have got tears streaming down their face. They just love that. It's not the sound, it's those memories. And yeah, you've got grandkids sitting next to them with their mouths open, jaw dropped, going, listen to that, you know. And so I think it does embrace, you know, a much wider audience. And although we talk about being music from the 40s and Glenn Miller and all those great hits, and they were the real hits of the day, I think they still have a timeless nature, but mostly through the sound of that band, the way that the brass and watching an orchestra, you know, a big band jazz orchestra, strutting their stuff is exciting for anyone to watch. I mean, so many kids play instruments in school. So, you know, we've got the 13, 14-year-olds are playing trumpet in the band. And they're often playing in big bands and stage bands in school. So, you know, we recognize that this music is special in terms of what it teaches young musicians as well, in terms of the way they can embrace the ensemble disciplines and all of those other things as well. So, you know, there is a captivating way that it speaks for everybody rather than just someone who might remember the 1940s and what that would have been like.
And look, you know, I certainly understand what you're saying. There are people that are still alive that remember that particular time and that will have a real presence for them. But, you know, when I did that giveaway yesterday, I decided to you know, say, give me a call and tell me what your favourite instrument is in the big bands.
Yeah.
Rob, who won yesterday, he talked about the saxophone. I gave away my cards and said, I just love the range and the sounds of trumpets. They're just amazing.
Yeah.
But coming back to what you just said about a big band, there's something, you feel it just around your sternum, and I think that's the thing that really gets it across the line with people of all ages.
It has. Look, it's transcended as a musical format beyond genres. So even though that was definitely the music of the day, and remember what was going on in the 1940s, this was the birth of Hollywood. So people were for the first time going to, there was no television, you had radio to listen to big bands, of course, but when you went to the movies, you saw big bands. These were movie stars and the colour, you know, colour films and great sound and everything. So there was a real way, particularly in this country where my parents were introduced to it and so excited by it or the way it went down. But then again, the format became so popular amongst musicians particularly. You know, you look into the 70s and all of the Dirty Harry movies with Clint Eastwood, Lalo Schifrin's writing, they were all big bands. They had brass even though they were playing funk music. And a couple of years ago, a journalist, you know, inquired to me about this because I'd mentioned it and said, you know, could you even have a country and western big band? I said, absolutely. So bands like Asleep at the Wheel, the Texas Playboys, all of these type of really high-end musical formats had big band formats as well. And we joked about a heavy metal orchestra. Well, that put the seed in my mind. And 4 years ago in Port Macquarie, in a big festival, and then again Jazz Nuwari, we had a 32-piece heavy metal jazz orchestra, 32 horn sections, eight bass trombones, eight baritone saxophones, 16 trumpets. We had two rock and roll guitars. Angry Anderson sang in the front of the band, and I got it, and it was just insane. But we played all the music from AC/DC. We played, music from ZZ Top.
Is that
and all sorts of crazy, but with a big band.
Yep.
Now, boy, that people said, well, now we get it. You know, you'll get it. And so there is that as well. And I think, you know, even though we're going to celebrate swing in this concert, we're going to pay homage to where this music was born, I think people, you know, are still captivated by the possibilities of a jazz orchestra, a big band.
Yeah. And that sound, it's just all-encompassing. It takes you in. Be a part of it. I do have some more giveaways, so stay tuned to the radio. But if you want to ensure you're going to be there on the night, 11th of March, it's happening here at the Cairns Performing Arts Centre, CPAC. It's been wonderful to talk to you. Really looking forward to the celebration of swing. John Morrison, the king behind the band. You'll see him there up on stage, no doubt on the night. But thank you.
I'll be there.
Thank you so much for your time. Mike. Been great to talk
to you.
Hope
to see you there.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Well, look, T.O., let's do it right now. 1-300-872-911. 11th of March, if you're available, you're keen to go and check out what we've just been talking about. Third quarter through, you score for yourself a double pass worth about $170 to check out the celebration of swing.
Every Saturday.